好呀，那你怎么了呀？光着腿来学艺？你咋？你们是来对我打一面的，你们是要我们的？
So, to him who in his compassionate wisdom taught the sacred Dharma for the shunning of all views, to him, to Gautama, I bow down. So, good evening to everyone. And I'm not going to praise the weather because the weather is not particularly good. So.
아니 다 미사스케 쉐면도 다 디링 김데 케싱 도치심바케 참라테 체레 아니 미사가 냠냠 망보시 테비케레 난데 임벤디 아 모란 톡스테와티 케람졸아야 믹튜 잡샤에 빼고 총어레 아니 베게조 잡아테 믹수치랑라 까네게 tek ta mangwaj memba che chigrang la samtang ne tok che yin du pe ya gore sam sam
So, and just a shout out to Kim, who was staying in a Vajrasattva retreat. And we all rejoice in that. We can all kind of look to her as an example, you know, taking the time to really focus on one thing, not being going all over the place. So we're happy to have you back and hope it was a good retreat.
Oh, yeah, ta, tiring dam. 아, 곰 데믹사게 먹어체 당하란조 곰 먹어센다 다조 조말아야 안조 소아치다베 세나 삼성 안에 조망은에 대도
So for the meditation, I don't have anything special. Not that we don't need to do a meditation, but I'm thinking about doing requests to Tara. Although we have our actual Drolma right here, but doing requests to Tara.
근데 당해 드링 디 조말아야 소아타베 믹사디 삼 관대지 코소세소나 당 아람졸이야 에 예게 송주 그도라 게팅 좀 보시고 다음에 로아티 안 쇼앙 아마 바바니로와 이멘드다 쇼앙 아마야 디스 로악도라 강아도와 아니 디 교부 작예용 작제용 예게 제도 아니 주주 조말아 소아타 아니 쇼앙 아마에게 쯔베 아니 아란즈 기두고 나로네 수부고 돌 마테와 당생메 돌 마테와 테소 요게 요로와 카시아 용교로와 인벤드테 사마직 요고조스 작게 용에 아니 딜레 자치와시나 직강 최신배가 단다게 전불리는 망고 시오조로와 테소양 강아도 요고조고 조야게 제도야 아니 주스 좀 알아야 소아타베 고네 송티 시장나 삼송
So, here, as for making requests to Tara, in particular, we have Chuang's parents who show us great kindness, particularly during the summer teachings, making all of our meals. And right now, Chuang's mother, Lian, is going through some difficulty, some illness with regard to her lungs. And so, if we could all sort of think about sending her some healing energy that she might be able to recover quickly, and also using her as kind of an example for anyone who is suffering from some kind of illness, who is dealing with difficulties in terms of their bodily health, we can think about requesting that they might be quickly relieved of those sufferings, that they might heal quickly. And also, we can expand that out to thinking about all of the different kinds of people who are experiencing troubles and difficulties within the world and making requests to Venerable Tara that their sufferings might be quickly alleviated. So, those kinds of three levels.
어데 담보디 텐데인다 주주 조명 아주로 아 다리 두 다리 둘이 소화 세티 된다데 가르사나 다 옴디다 구숭 투츠 받제 아니 다리 세게티 가르사나 코로왈레 조에게 배유 세로 코로왈레 조 다리마 실레도 코로왈레 조에게 뇌과요인데 딜라 다리 세게티기 뇌바티 퉁그레스 고래 또 다라이 세계 대기 아니 직벗계를 줘야 직벗계 요로아 당한서 레제네 트라마고 저처럼 사고의 길에 직벗계에 대해 줘야 오다 독세 뇌바 요레스 아니 코로알레로 따르마 또 다라 직계주 뚜리 나와남네를 줘 뚜리 세계 타마들 날래가 도와 대기 따지 좋아 심지에 류 내게 유나레 셈 내게 유나 따 지금 나와게 릭 되죠 아니 둘이 시게 되게 아니
So here, in terms of the mantra of Tara that we recite, Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha, as for the meaning of that, Om symbolizes the inseparable body, speech, and mind of an enlightened being. And then Tare, that first Tare, is a symbolic of freeing from samsara, freeing beings from samsara's suffering. And the second, the Tu Tare, is requesting or sort of in regards to freedom from the eight fears. I won't list those out in particular. You all probably know, but these various kinds of fears that beings can have. And finally, the ture at the end is requesting for freedom from all sicknesses, all of those who are under the control of illness right now, might they be quickly freed from that. And soha is like that very thing, the sort of suchness. So that's the kind of meaning of this mantra. So we'll then do a little bit of the mantra here. Again, recalling that tare has to do with the freedom from samsara, tu tare, the freedom from those fears, and ture, from all sicknesses, all illnesses.
Ta thangpo tu samdang du du la ya ngarangzu ngarangzu ge ta chi ngarangzu ka mang bu chi che te yo ji ro wa ti mi du ngarangzu ye yo wa chi ne ne 지금 나게다 다치 강아망보 여교 삼아 직 뛰라야 수화 때문에 뛰라야 나랑 삼아 직 수화 때문에 유 삼바체 야 주주 좀 말아 또 삼아 당시 당보.
So first, we should imagine in front of us, we as the petitioner, we ourselves, again, like the requester, we experience all kinds of difficulties and sufferings. And we should imagine that along with us making these requests are any beings who are suffering, particularly from various illnesses and so forth.
That's how you some bad thing that didn't do lay and the juju to my so soggy. That's a dinner teller, tomba khan, such a juju to my jamne gun kitapo, juju to my nanny gundo jang, janguimba, and it's chatty and this chin, that chaya, choji, you, and it is some sikorata, gunjosum, so keep you out in this, you, when it up, then when it rang you, somebody.
And then thinking that we, as those making requests, are all sort of gathered together, that in front of us, and particularly like in front of the sort of at the level of our eyebrows, about one body length before us, is in actuality Tara, who is the sort of embodiment of all the objects of refuge. And we should imagine, again, that she is like really there before us, her body green in color, with one foot extended. And I think we can see the mudras as Gishila was demonstrating them. First, like the mudra of bestowing, and then that of symbolic of the three jewels. And again, we should imagine that it is in actuality Tara herself before us. And then think that at the heart of this Tara, who is in front of you, that on a moon disc at her heart is the root letter Tam, a green letter Tam, or it could be tree, but here we can just imagine that root letter Tam sitting on a moon disc at her heart.
Om Tare Tu Tare Turi Soha Sekurachi. 니숨가져고는영화와도독삼다
And then think that surrounding or encircling that letter tam is the mantra, her mantra of Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha, however many times we can imagine that encircling the letter tam.
Oh, that the yoga telang around to do like yoga teaching Mambush some time bang around to tang, touching yam dabes in the Mambush, tang around to sama gya, so at a hore, tak kuchi, tai kerang keng, and to sama, kuren electro chi, so at up.
And then imagining this Tara before you, and not just you, but all of these other struggling beings surrounding you are making this kind of petition, please look upon me, please know me. Please free me from the, please free us from the sufferings of samsara. And then that's the first kind of petition or request that we are making. And then again with the tutare, thinking, please free us from these eight fears. Really the afflictions, our various afflictions that are the source of samsara's suffering. Looking upon us, may we be completely freed of all of those causes of samsara's suffering.
So what a Tamasum Botella, teaching Chuangi Amet Zubegin, touching Nagag Simze, Tama, Nazatam, Nazatama, and in Muturang Chapasi, Churanke, and some besought Sichita.
And then as for the third request, again related to freeing us from various illnesses, thinking about in particular Chuang's mother, Leanne, as symbolic of all of the beings who are suffering from various illnesses, make a single pointed kind of request, please look upon us, please free us from all of these illnesses and sicknesses.
Oh, that in this sort of alternate, choose to matushin do, gene, any two gay, dam dang, atang, kusung, tool, sama, never sit back to me about turn, eh? Then nagag simje, ranche simje, malaya turn, a sort of an ashingi, and a coronelle, drosong, doyag, dutsi, dutsi, shibuch, touching lulu, lula pamneg, and a coronelle, drosong, chipwekele, drosong, another sama, sangma, sangya, in the chasm.
And then thinking that in dependence upon our making these kinds of single-pointed requests, that Venerable Tara is very sort of pleased that her mind is moved, and based upon that, countless light rays radiate out from that letter Tam, surrounded by her mantra, as well as from her crown, throat, and heart, symbolizing body, speech, and mind. And these countless light rays that radiate out with sort of sending lights and nectars falling upon ourselves and all other sentient beings, free us from the sufferings of samsara, free us from those eight fears that lead to the sufferings of samsara, and free us from all of our illnesses. So as we are imagining this, we will then recite the mantra.
Oh. Om dare tu dare duri soha, 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 Om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so Om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re om dare tu dare tu re so ha 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 om dare tu dare tu re so Om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so Om dare tu dare tu re so ha 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 om dare tu dare tu re om dare tu dare tu re so ha 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 om dare tu dare tu re so Do dare do re so ha om dare 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 do dare do re so om dare do dare do re so ha 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 om dare do dare do re Om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re so ha om dare tu dare tu re om dare tu dare tu re so ha Tadunne yuebe juzu tumate soso soso la pa tim soso yuki lunga yesum dan juzu tumme kusung tu ngoye metu kusung samchi.
And then imagine that the Tara before you comes and dissolves into you and that your own body, speech, and mind become inseparable with that of Venerable Tara.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, this is that. Tiring kongu tsuyo te ichi. Da tine, ngarangzu ta tine ma kasing titi lagurwa. Ni titi nangluwa ne tangbu kasing langma rikpa. Yi nang ne, ni karal hayo re, chawa chibi rikpa hayo ro. Da ti kor ti tre re.
So then we will continue with going through these verses. And from last time, what I had been leading, we had left over the last two of these four principles or reasonings, beginning with that of functionality.
Make 미안 베게게 따지 두데스나면 메게 두데 망보 오지 뉘벌 때네 메게 두데 망보 초월 초월 때네 지그지글 땐 지그지글 땐시네 뜨베리 과조로 지그지글 뜨 지그전 뜨네게 아니 고소 아 메게 두데 망보 초월 때네 사부 차레스 뜨벌 때네 나 사부 차레스 지그리스 라로와 다 지그 뜨그 요와 임바이나 두데 망보 지 뜨에게 자와지 마제나 마부 두데 마부 떼네 사부 용구 요와이나 떼베 자와지 마제나 시큐네 다지 고조 퇴그 말와 지그지글 퇴그 말와 딘드 체브라 체발라 체베 자와지 체고와인드 니 자와 체베릭바 세워 독수 용구 오르다
So here, if we're to sort of go in order, thinking about these principles, we can begin by thinking about the principle of nature. So when we look at something like fire, if we ask, well, why is fire hot and burning? We can only really put forth, well, that's its nature. It is the nature of fire to be hot, to be burning. And so that's the kind of principle of nature. And then it is the case that there is that kind of hotness to fire, but it isn't as though that sort of exists in a vacuum, but rather it is independence upon the kind of coming together, the aggregation of various sort of substance, one could say, or the atoms, a collection of atoms that lead to there being that fire, right? So there is a principle of dependency in the sense of being contingent or dependent upon that aggregation for there to be fire at all. And if it were the case that that coming together didn't lead to sort of anything happening, that would be problematic. So when we have the various kinds of atoms or substance that create fire, when they come together, they create that kind of function or that effect of fire being burning, and that then is the principle of functionality, we could say.
Anzu misige jorwa, misige te, ta chigi megi lute tinde imba, lute tinde tinde yongwa, megi chawa tinde tinde chigi yowa, ta chigi megi rangxing tabo, chigi diki tuwa shenla tebe, diki mangbo yongya tabo, ta mangbo yorwa, ta di kare, tinde mila titu, tuwa shenla titu, mila tinde yowa kare, sasana, ta misige kurangi rangxing se, sila kurwa ta di, di mi kurangi rangxing chire se. Ta di rengxing di ta kenhe yungguray siso na ta mi rengxing di ani gyu megi chungna dirwa ta kandara megi chubungi sudim sung ani mili jayaga milam nambar takwachi tap dindregi chik gyu dindrejigla ten yungduygi ani tuyabe chawa tuyaba til dindrejigla tuyaba tenne ani xine misiga di chungware dindre sungruwa ta tuyaba ku tuyaba la tenne 그때는 지금 때네, 아니 미스게 그런 것이 어떤데 중화해서, 다 되게 때 요아 임받는 때네, 근데 용구 요아이나 땅 아랑쪽에 백이 되게 미기 주봉 수림 송해래, 멜람 남바라 밀기에 멜람 남바라 다바다비에래, 대저게 자와데 마제나 자와데 마제나, 근데 용구리 용구리 용구리에서 샤샤바 임배나 자와데 마제나 땅 안주 밀라가 미정신데. 두배 요래서 큰에 두배 요 말해. 어디인데 땀이 차와대 최고로 땅 아랑수 미기 주분 수림 가지 송송기 송두배 차와대 최고래. 아니 밀라기세게 밀람 남바라 타바지게 땀고고래. 어디 다 차와대 최소나 신의 미랑신들 두고래다.
So here, that is just an example to put forth of fire, but we could apply this to ourselves, right? We are a human, right? We have this particular kind of basis or this kind of body. We have a desire to be happy, and our happiness comes from others and so forth. And if you ask, well, like, why is a human like that? Well, that's a human's nature. We can't put forth anything beyond that. So there is illustrated the principle principle of nature, right? That that is just what a human is. We've given that name to one who is in this kind of a form. And then if we think, well, where does this human sort of life come from? The thing that has that sort of nature, well, it is dependent upon various causes, right? We don't just, there isn't a human without being dependent upon certain causes. Like, for example, guarding ethics of abandoning the 10 non-virtues and making stainless prayers such that that come together in the basis of a human life. And so there is the principle of dependency in that this thing that we call a human that has that particular nature is dependent upon certain causes. And then if it weren't the case that those causes function to bring about such a life, then there wouldn't be the achievement of a human rebirth, right? So due to the principle of functionality, we can establish that, well, when we guard our ethics, when we abandon the 10 non-virtues and make these kinds of prayers, it will lead to the result of a human body. So it is in dependence upon that kind of principle of functionality that we then should abandon the 10 non-virtues, should guard our ethical conduct and make such prayers in order to get such a human body. So here, when we think about it, all of us here who are listening are humans, and all of us are humans. We have achieved this kind of human life because of the coming together of certain causes and conditions. It isn't something that arises causelessly. So we have been able to achieve this kind of human life independence, again, upon the various sorts of causes, like abandoning the 10 non-virtues and making prayers to be born as a human. And so the nature of a human life that we experience is dependent upon those various causes and also upon the kind of functioning of those causes. So we talk about the human life as being the best for practice and so forth, but if it were not the case that certain causes functioned in such a way as to bring about this particular result, then we couldn't speak of that coming. So this really is the principle of functionality. So as for where we will go in the future, this is really dependent upon the kind of causes that we create. We have achieved this human body independence upon creating those kinds of causes in the past, but in terms of where we will go in the future, that is contingent upon the kind of causes that we create right now, as for where we will go. And so in terms of the kind of life that we have the ability to abandon the 10 non-virtues and continue to make prayers for good things to happen, to continue to work to develop love and compassion for all sentient beings and strive for that sort of state. And so thinking about it in this way, we should really feel a sense of joy, right? This is something that we, all of us who are here, have made some kind of effort at, but recognizing, again, the good situation that we have, we should continue to make such an effort at accumulating those positive causes. So from where I'm looking, looking at all of you, I would say that you all are incredibly fortunate and have a great amount of merit. I mean, there is a great amount of merit necessary to be in the kind of position that you are. And from how I see it, you also have complete freedom in the sense that you are able to practice whatever sort of religion or whatever sort of dharma that you might want to. There's no one preventing you from doing that. You have that complete freedom or autonomy. And you also have all of these conducive conditions gathered, right, where you are able to practice the Dharma. You can't say, oh, I don't have a teacher, I don't have someone to lead me. I mean, these days, there are many, many teachers throughout the world, but not only have you met with teachers, you have had the great fortune to meet with some of our most precious kind of beings, like Geshe Sopa and His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So this is something that from where I am looking, you all have a great amount of merit and really have met with all conducive conditions for practice.
That was she, me my imbalternata, Anzo Shio. That massape me in gala, Anzola shampe me mambuchil tovayan bayana, Jagam mambuchi, me mambuchil tovayana, Anzola sama, some deoro, Mambuchetula, Zungumindua, Tunjay Chanet, Zungumindu, Chuse Chanet, Tung Tangumindu, Rawang Chanet, Tangumindu, Tangumindu, Ganga Shivuch Kuzul Turna, Tangone, Tangone. 제가 내질래 믹사요 말에 수질래 제가 내질래 라다 믹사요 말어 매워 맛에 대신다 대충 안 줄라 튀게 정말 좀 대화시 도와다 대면뒤 어둡스가와 공래
So I really think that all of you recognizing that you have this kind of freedom and autonomy, you have all of these good conducive conditions gathered together, we should really rejoice in that, feel a joy at the kind of situation that we have. Rather than thinking about, oh, well, this isn't right or that's not right, I mean, when we focus on that, of course, it can seem as though things aren't great for us, but really, when we look at other situations, if you were born as another being, but even among human beings, there are many countries, many places in the world where you don't have the kinds of conducive conditions for practice. You don't have the autonomy or the freedom to be able to do so. And so in comparison to so many other human beings within this world, it's not as though we're sort of special in experiencing certain problems like birth, aging, sickness, and death. That's applicable to everyone. But really on the good side, there are so many things that we have that work in our favor to be able to practice the Dharma. So it's important to really rejoice in that. So when we experience difficulties, we really shouldn't sort of like blow them out of proportion or look at them as being these great difficulties that we are encountering. I would encourage all of you to keep perspective on that, of the good things that you have. I mean, I myself, can have those times where I look at something that isn't really a difficulty, but you know, you make it into something that's really terrible. Like for example, if the cat comes into my room, she rolls all over my bed and there's fur all over, and now I have to clean up all this fur. It's really not that a problem, right? Our way of looking at it can make it into a big problem. So I would encourage you to not do that. So I would say don't look at them as troubles, right? We encounter things that might be difficult, but we shouldn't sort of impute them as being so. So here I've been talking about the principle of functionality in terms of the kinds of causes that we should create and the way that a certain cause will give rise to a certain effect. But we could use another example, but going back to fire. Again, fire has this nature of being hot and burning. And how does that function? Well, it burns things, right? We recognize that that is what fire is going to do. And so when we know that that is the sort of function of fire, then we'll say, like, don't go into the fire. We know that it will burn you, right? So this is another way of thinking about the principle of functionality is in terms of the kinds of functions that various phenomena have. And so in terms of applying this in, to a meaning, we say, like, don't get angry. Well, why is that? It's because the function of anger is to make us unhappy, is to disturb our mind. And so when you sort of put forth the reason, or you say to somebody, don't get angry, it's because it makes the mind unhappy. It disturbs our mind. So we can see that this is, again, based upon the principle of functionality. That is the function of anger. That is what it does. So on the other hand, we can think about saying, well, you should rely on or cultivate love and compassion. Why? Because it brings happiness, right? So we can think about functionality, the principle of functionality in terms of these kinds of concepts as well.
Oh,
So then in terms of the last of these, and I'm using the word of principle, the fourth principle is of establishing a proof, or the principle of evidence, we could say. And this will sort of apply as we go along. And we will be picking up then in these verses from the homage to the fundamental verses on wisdom by Nagarjuna. So then beginning with the first line, and this will follow relatively well in the Tibetan and English. So leaving off the two, but to him who taught that things arise dependently. So he, and that's with a genitive there, taught that things arise dependently. That's going to be the reason that then establishes the kind of what comes below.
Odi duta na ma tsiyong dugi ngola tebe jika ni sigur ngola tebe jika ni che tuila tebe ni che pa tang tak pa ni che tuila tebe che pa tang tak pa che dine yula tebe zhuwa tang wongwa che zhong ni che Ani dala tueba, rokbala tuebege, ani jiktang tade, seo tuksile yonggurda.
So here, then looking at the next set of four pairs, the first of these, not ceasing, not arising, are sort of going to be in relation to the nature of things. Then not annihilated nor yet permanent is in relation to time. And then not coming, not departing is in relation to the object. And then not different and not the same has to do with sort of like having a companion, one could say, or sort of we'll get into that more as it comes.
Odi duta kepo chie chong song da kepo ti nang lo ne ta tang bo la ngo lo te be ki ka se ti ta ne ya me to ki ngo lo da ya me to ki su ma san ba da ta me to go da ti chik che sa to ani di re ta ngo lo te be ki ka ni se yo de me to ti 코랑게 튠베께 채용도 기기요로와 튠베께 오라 코랑 오디 아니 튠베께 사초메롱 아니 사베단체바 참마 룩룩 집에 내가 없어 야 깨용고로와 깨 세라 기기요로와 깨 되네 가 세용도 이게 다 단단히 가로시기도와 다 골라 춘마도 베게 샌다 하람지 사다 대주 말하고 연바연도 민준배에게 자 주당 채용도 타고 가도 단티 각로 각로 치도와 어디긴디 고 메도 들라야 계획에 자와요레 각배 자와요레 제가니까 요레다 다녀 요레에서 왔다
So I have this handy example of these flowers here to illustrate. So again, beginning, we have these four pairs or eight items here. And the first two, again, are in relation to the sort of entity or the nature of things. And so this refers to not ceasing and not arising. So here, when we look at something like a flower arises. It comes into being when we have all of the kinds of proper conditions come together, when there is, you know, soil and water and sunlight and so forth, there will be the arising of the flower in dependence upon those various conditions. And so too, kind of like these flowers that are sort of coming to their end, there is the cessation of that flower when they meet with adverse conditions, like, right, they've been cut, they're no longer in the ground and so forth. And so on a conventional level, conventionally speaking, we can talk about the arising of a flower, its coming into being, and the cessation of a flower.
Oda de korang la ya, tanya do ya, jiwa itu, kakwa itu, yoshe. Ibu yana di nalola, 각바 메 기어 메 라도아 각바 요 마레 기어 요 마레 라운드 다디 각바 요 마레 기어 요 마레 세드 다 메도아 디 기어 요 마레 각바 요 마레 세 카둘 레그요르스나 레게요 마레 메도 랑신지 투밤 템퍼처 베게 메도 찍라 랑신지 투밤 템퍼처 베게 메도 찍라 기어요 마레 각바요 마레스 오티송고르 다 군제 가르고서나 메도 임바이나 고 템퍼처 베 기어요 마레 각바요 마레 메베 군제 가르서나 강라야 고 덴징 제버 총어로 덴징 제버 때네 총으로 와서 오톡송고르 단데
So here, conventionally speaking, we can talk about the arising of a flower, the ceasing of a flower, and so forth. And so if we sort of just look at this directly and think, oh, no, not ceasing, not arising, we can't just sort of take it at face value, but rather need to understand it in the context of talking about a kind of truly existent, a kind of true existence or inherent existence. If a flower is truly or inherently existent, then it can't come into being. It can't arise. There's no sort of truly existent arising nor truly existent cessation. Why is that? And the reason has been put forth above. If something is truly or inherently, it can't cease or arise because it's dependently originated, right? That's the sort of reason that will be applied to all of these pairs below.
Oda digi, kiwa, kiweketa, ngobo tsangma, duzeg, tsangmala, oda dil tarang jago orata, tanga meto pesharwa, tangaranzo duzerwa, maranzola, tumbe kinyon du, maranzo kere, mendimbe kitena, manzo kato ore, imbayanaya, telekika me, manzo kika me seete, and in manzo temperatuba, rangsinki tube, manzo kika yo mare, kasen junzeka, manzo, tenjing temperatura, seta, toxto ore.
So here again, we can think, I mean, a flower is just an example, but everything that has causes, every compounded or conditioned thing arises due to the coming together of the kind of supportive causes and ceases when it meets with those kinds of adverse conditions or causes. And so here, when we say no ceasing, no arising, or things are not having cessation or arising, that is in terms of a kind of truly existent cessation, a truly existent arising. And why don't they have that? Because they are dependently originated or dependently arisen.
What in a cheba meba ta meba, say you do, the cheba tang, taquasig the quacha sauce and a tulet de oris, last one, tu, tuzula. That tuzula don't do tuzula, cheba yore, and it chea meba, tawa yore, tuzula niga yoreta. That tuzu cheba yore the caressana. Kasang tuzu di, tiring tuzu share yung du, kasang tuzu di chebre, gabre, da kanda, ko chebre. Imbayena, tu kurang, tu se tuzu kurang, che yoresena, che mendu, tuzu kurang, kedu ina, yoyore, dagbare doa, yuomeba, tuzu se de, yoyore, imbayendu, tuzu rangla, dagbare, ko che ke mendu, kasang tuzu di la, che du, tiring tuzu la, che du, Otuxene, Chepa yore, Tula Chepa yore, Tuchilla, Chepa mebe, Tagua yore, Esta, Chepa, Rotapa, Tapas, Tux Torche.
So then, moving to the second pair, we have there's no, they're not annihilated nor yet permanent. And this really is in a relation to time. We are applying this to the sense of time. So here, when we think about like saying that things are not annihilated, we can talk about like when today arose, that sort of yesterday is gone, it's annihilated, right? It has, I don't want to use the word ceased, it is annihilated. And yet, when we think about the kind of principle of time, time is always, it's continuous. It's something that is permanent and always going. So although we can sort of speak about, conventionally speaking, something being over, as in like yesterday is gone and or is annihilated and so forth, when it comes to looking looking at the time itself, it's always there. It's not as though the time cuts off somehow. So here again, when we are thinking about like there is annihilation or sort of the cutting off, like yesterday can be a past, can be gone, and so forth. But when it comes to a truly existent time, like an inherent, there is no inherently existent time that is annihilated or yet permanent. Yesterday, when we think about like the yesterday, is only established in relation to today, right? Any sort of time, if we posit today or yesterday or the tomorrow, is only in relation to something else. So there isn't some kind of truly existent time that exists independent of anything else, not depending upon anything whatsoever that is somehow annihilated or kind of cut off or permanent. So the next, and here the version I'm reading is says not coming, not departing. So there are not things that come or depart, or there is no coming and no going, one could say. I mean, conventionally speaking, we can talk about, oh, well, I'm going or I'm coming, like I'm going to Madison, I'm coming out to Deer Park, whatever it might be. But when it comes to that coming and going, it is in relation to a place, right? Or there is one who is going or coming. But when we look at it in terms of, is there any inherently existent coming and going? If there were some sort of truly existent coming and going, that's not something that is possible, either in terms of the place or the one who is going. So we can see that these are something that is dependently designated. For example, if I'm looking from this perspective, oh, you're coming toward me. But if you're thinking from that perspective, oh, you're going somewhere. So these are things that are relationally established. They don't exist inherently in and of themselves. So when it says no coming or depart and no coming or going, there is no inherently existent coming or going.
O dig da drong chawat do che ta ne ta de tön min tön jig min se do wa ta de se ga jig da ya tön jig se ma yang ma jig se ro wa ta de da jig se ga de ta ne do ta de da jig se ga de yo ro ya se na yo re da la tön ne le ga do wa ta jin da la se na ro bal tön se ga ro wa ro bal tön ne jig da ta de se da ta ne de yo re ga ra se na nga Roba, Keranzula Tuna, Ma Roba Keranzula Tuna, Matan Keranzo Taderis, Laptodo, Robachil Tune, Ma Keranzula Tune, Matan Kenzo Taderis, 랍토도 타데레 살았죠. 나 계란 졸은 맛대와 찍 고랑 견한 맛대든 아주 된대랑 샤샤바나 고랑 찍랑레 랍토도와 어때때래도 찍당 타데 세게디 타녜도 요레스 요아임베나 대진능 신기 아니 되었단밤랑 신기 트베 찍스가 돼 샤투고 말에 되는 신기 트베 가서 거래 타대세가 돼 큰에 샤투고 말에 어디 송고래다.
So then, as for the fourth pair, not different and not the same, this is a kind of established in relation to, I don't want to use the word like friend or companion, but really in relation to another. So, for example, we have you here and I'm here. And so, in dependence upon having like another, a companion or a friend, we can say that, oh, we're different, right? There is some sort of difference. There. If it's just me without any others around me, we can say, oh, it's just me, singular, there's just one. And this is only conventionally speaking, right? Because that's independent upon the presence or lack thereof of another object, of another being. So if there aren't any others around, we can say, oh, it's just me, there's just one, whereas you and I are different. But ultimately, there's no inherently existent otherness or difference. Or sameness.
What did that he guess to a that he kebuti, Joba Nirshi, say on Dugi, that dig kebuti, get it, Tanya Dube, kebuti la Joba, Legor Joba, Ming Joba, that Joba de qua shiri, say on Dugi, she said till a nishere. Then but a tubam rangsinki tube mola consu, your mares, is a do, she wares, chickjar. 야 타녀도 옆에 개부디 저바치 과시 그랬었으나 똥바니 다 똥바니 내도 넘버 메토고 이시 똥바니를 앞에 독스시대에 박바니 암시하게 똥바니를 시베게도 시베 못디나 아니 개부디 요 말했어 똥바니 시베 생물아야 아니 타녀도 옆에 개부디 요 말해
묘묘 당부디 연결선라나
당부디 Rangsinji tubam, temperature bear, Japuti Tanya, Yuna, Rangsinji tubam, temperature bear, Mola, Mewa Indu, Sures, Sitanche. Niba de Pakbanyamsha, Yishig, Tombanil, Sisibe, Motilla, and the Tanya Yube, Japuti, Singutilla, Yomare, Sandu, Yan Joba Nishi, say, Joba Nishi Titanta, what to say or da, never sees.
So here, then continuing into the next line, and this then says the stilling of all thought, or we could say the kind of pacification of all elaborations. So here, where what has been described above are sort of conventions or our labels of ceasing and arising, annihilation and permanence, coming and going, difference and sameness. Those are all thoughts. Or elaborations, and we can talk about their kind of pacification or the stilling of those in the sense that there is no truly existent or inherently existent ceasing and arising, the kind of conceptual elaborations or our conventions are ceased, are stilled, pacified in that there is no inherently existent coming and going and so forth, and we can speak about them being stilled or pacified in the sense of to the perspective of someone who is investigating, particularly an Arya who is in the kind of meditative equipoise, directly realizing emptiness, these are pacified. They don't exist to that kind of perspective of someone who has had, is in that sort of meditative equipoise, directly realizing emptiness.
On the digi. Nalone, that tongi, tongbani, ge tembarwa, ge tembare, me sede, pukeranzo, sheram yangu, mangutunguora, su me, ta me, te, me, se, better su me, leo marwa, su rangsinji tupe, su yo mare, ti rangsinji tupe, ti yo mare, so otu slaura, ten and singi, gigate, so yorete, rangsinji tupe, giga yo mare, yo mare, o the tongbani, tux tengure.
So here we have these eight things that we could say are like eight emptinesses. We see this in other contexts, like when we have there's no form, no sound, no taste, no touch, all of those sorts of things. It's not saying that they are utterly non-existent in the sense of not even being conventionally existent, but there's no inherently existent, no truly existent cessation or arising, no inherently existent form and so forth. That is what we are getting at.
What are you doing? You're she, she, and by young, you see, she, like, to what are these city, the Gerbat of Ningu of Stangore, than that Tongban Gabuti, Zawashera, Jessa Hote, Jessa Tongban Yu Tezo, Gombalate, Kumti, Chesona, Ninguam, Tertu Goba, Carion Gray, Sesona, Tongban Yombaltene, and then Namto, Dinzi, and Yi Dangzi, then Tezu Changbeg, Nyamberic, Sama. 디 메바스베게 아니 타르밤 상게 코방 세게 시워티 용그레 세온드 시 니바텔라 테온드 오데티 닝그자보테 용그레 송고레다.
So here then there is a second piece or sort of pacification in the seventh line, I believe it is here, or the sixth line. So this is referring to, again, we have these eight emptinesses, we could say, and those are the kind of subject matter of the foundational verses on the middle way by Nagarjuna. And here, this perfect peace, as it's translated in this version, is really getting at the sort of essential purpose, right? If one meditates on those eight emptinesses, if you habituate your mind to them such that you then gain a direct realization, this eliminates, it pacifies our grasping at true existence, our grasping at some kind of inherent existence, or grasping at a self, leading to the state of Buddhahood, right? This is the kind of peace that is the result of having meditated on those various emptinesses in that sense. That is the kind of essential purpose of the text.
Ani tamadela zobesang ye manam ye tamadela chazalo seyon tege zobesang ye manam ge se dun da dajotun ba shiage tuba korang la ya yonde mangbo shibuchi gu yonde yore sungu yonde yore ani tugu yonde chamzela soba mangbo ju yore de ani gombo ludrup ge da dajotun ba shiage tuba la misage pege tuba karata arasana kurang ge tongba nyi di tuksi mawa di bete hansang ya ge yabu shibuchi Digi, Manzuki, Tachi, Tetuku, Kobam, Tachi, Negoko, someone did Trubachi, Kyoko, Dig, Tombany, Mawa, D. Sunsha, Dindin, but the Tichane, and the Gom Tamba, Sanke Chulanga, Chatsi, is old Kumbulu, T. Sumurata.
So then, finishing the final line of this homage, it says, to him, the best of teachers, the perfect Buddha, I bow down. And so here, he is praising the Buddha as being a perfect Buddha, having perfectly realized this, which is superior to, is like the best among all teachers. And here, there are many ways in which he could praise the Buddha, but he is praising him for his teaching of emptiness. And you, as the teacher of emptiness, are the best of teachers. By this teaching, you are able to accomplish all one's temporary and ultimate aims. And so this is the way in which he pays homage to the Buddha and makes a kind of prostration or bows down.
Di tende yungre, di manzo, manzola da, yonda yong, tambo, javatsung kaba korande, taran chungdua, juzu chambe yanga, tombani korumbo, chisundu, tanga kugumindu, ha kugumindu, situ, and a juzu chambe yanga, the hamagona keo maris, tanta cindy taps, keranzu cindy taps, tanta keranzu cindy taps, tanta cindy taps, and a maombala in keran, and a teachers. Lalamala, and Lamatang, Yitamo, Yemeto, so a tapores, Tunachic. Dine, ne, Shungin Nelu Tembege, Tongany Tembe Shungmambo, or La Tersam Chevores, Niche. And in Tongany Tezo Nelu Tezo Yago, Hakuegeto, Sosa Dipjun Yago Chevores, Sum, O Tezo Sum Chicchi Chesona, 마음으로 죄대 하고 그래서 어디 숨어버려.
So here, many of us on hearing this kind of explanation of emptiness may think like, ah, how am I ever going to realize this? This is really complicated. It's really difficult to understand. And that kind of feeling is definitely understandable, but we shouldn't allow that to sort of close the door to the possibility. We all have the potential to realize emptiness and will come to a realization of emptiness. We can take even, for example, Lama Tsongkhapa, when he first began, and he actually heard teachings on emptiness from Manjushri himself. Here, upon hearing those kinds of explanations, he's like, ah, I don't understand. You know, you're telling me all of these things about emptiness, but I'm not able to come to a full understanding of that. But those, all of that kind of learning is acting as like seeds for us, right? We are planting the seeds for being able to have a realization. And so Manjushri, when Jilama Tsongkhapa was feeling kind of despondent at his inability to realize emptiness, he said to him, well, there are three things that you need to engage in order to be able to come to this understanding of emptiness. And first is making requests to the guru and meditational deity, the Yidam, as being inseparable, making those kinds of single-pointed requests. And then there is listening to many teachings, right? Listening and hearing, studying many texts and teachings. And finally, you need to do purification and accumulation of merit. And when you create those kinds of causes, you will eventually be able to have a realization of emptiness.
Then, Chebel Tene, and the Kondachi, Nilam Laka Jesu, Yasonga, Nilam Lakarachon Resina, Jaselu, Yapse, Songurna, said Kombolutu, Pakpala, Lobby Sanje, Yang, Lobby Lendeche, Tawa Chapa, Konsusum Gipe, Nilam Tan, Senal, Nilam Tan. Nilam Din Nalone, Mingawa Din Nalone, and Nasanje Yang, he says, and the Kusueti Chamber. Chimbotovich, Dilato, Yone, any Butapolitachi, Butapolitachi, any Ugangasane, 6 years, the Pungle Pumbum Shanga, 6 Pumbul Timbassa, 6 year Tarawa, or did 6 days soon? Or 6 days soon in a Meldak under Ulatu Shan, Chingila Vegan, now was joined. Nilam Star, then Yilam Tan, Nindu, the singing is to pay Tulaya, Donald of Shane, any Butapolima, Butapolita, see. Chabitu, Siondu, any consumption, digi, Pumbulatene, Masha Togre, Malatene, Pumbusha Togre, so what the Tinegi, six, sibre, Dindu, Chiglatene, Koshato, Colacone, Tisho, Tashato, Tong, Tombalatene, Dinjun Shato, Dinjunatene, Tombashato, Chicrochi, Chetubachi, Sibreta, Siondu, two, Tajik, Shibu, Dronan, Chen. Taja to Mashak your tubula, Missa Tabal Jenny, and it diggy bed Shana too young to Karachon or son, and it tended to but say, but oh, dig tended to but say, well, did this show you red one? That didn't seem to hang around the Mongol Kaligal Yunguru, Lamsan Koyan.
So Manjushri, having given this advice to Jilama Tsongkhapa, he made a great deal of effort at actually practicing all three of those things, or really making an effort at those three things in combination. And so it was like he went to, Tadral is the name of the place, Tadral? Yeah, he went into retreat, basically, and free of activity, sorry. And then while he was in this retreat, you know, making an effort at these three different activities, one night he had a dream, and this dream involved seeing five of these major figures sort of like in discussion. So he had Nagarjuna and Aryadeva, Buddha Palita, Bhava Viveka, and Chandrakirti. Kirti. And Buddhapalita was sort of a little bit larger and more prominent. And he was like had his text open to a particular verse that was like not other than the and not the aggregates, not other than the aggregates, and so forth. And he took this text in his in Jelama Tsongkhapa's dream and placed it on Tsongkhapa's head. And in doing so, gave him this kind of blessing. And when he woke up and then opened that text, which is also called Buddhapalita, he looked at that verse and gained this kind of profound insight into this relationality of like, I am not the aggregates, but am dependent upon the aggregates, and came to understand the kind of relationship between dependent arising and emptiness, the way in which they are contingent upon one another and also in harmony. And so he felt a great deal of joy at this kind of insight that he had had based upon, again, all of this effort that he put into coming to such a realization. And it was on this basis that he then composed a praise to the Buddha for his teaching on dependent origination in his moment of insight. And so it was due to his hard work, his effort at those various practices, that he eventually did come to this moment of insight that was incredibly profound in terms of realizing the ways in which emptiness and dependent origination are really in harmony with one another. And we too, we can't expect for there to be an immediate kind of insight, but in the future, we will. We have the ability to realize emptiness if we make the effort toward doing so. So we will, as we continue to discuss these verses, get more into and go over again and again this kind of reasoning, particularly of the freedom of being one and many, as came up in that last verse, and sort of gain familiarity with that. But for tonight, we will stop there. And so please, let's open it up for questions, and whatever questions you might have, don't think like, I don't know if I should ask this, but rather go for it. Okay, first Anne, and then we'll get to you, Greta, I promise.
I was wondering, in terms of not coming and not departing, is that related to functionality?
The word he used was, okay, so sorry, I should ask. So that the kind of things that they're related to are different from those four principles that we were talking about, and this is in relation to what the word he's using is object, or it can mean place as well. So independence on the place or the object, right? Does that help clarify at all? So it's mainly in relation to place. I should translate it as place. You could put it in the context of both like object or like as in terms of subject and object. But when we're thinking about the various ones, it's actually like place. So Yul, yeah, can have different meanings, but that's the one that should be applied here. And Greta. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's she's asking about talking about how the planets move move around the sun and they stay in their orbit. Right.
아니 조개의 수레스나 니마도 오래라 그러다 니마도 오래스. 다 등산의 체력이 가르치고 오래스나 니마 죽어요 말은 니마 타령 부시오지 도스테네 전부링 조대 오래스다 그러다 도스 조대 오래스. 강달 조개지 때 대개지 오래다 강달하고 도스 조 고라참 도스 조대 오래. 다 수대 수마대가 하마오로와 다 체력 다운데 도스다 무슨기 도 다운데 디 템바 유지리. 대마요 저 가오래 임바이나 아니 당가라 도슬라샤
이네 지단다 사차지글라 튼에 마토 더 드로아다 오아 요마레라
레 타코 드로게티 베게티 독스토로아다 독스토레
Sorry. So this, I just as the translator, I'm getting a little confused. But so first, before in the texts, Buddhist texts for the most part would have said something different from what our modern scientific understanding is, right? So they would have said that we here on this earth, we're sort of at the center, and then it's the sun and the moon that are revolving around us. We're not going anywhere, right? That's the sun and the moon are what's going. And then, you know, scientists or modern Western scientists, based upon the kind of instruments that they have developed, have been able to determine a different sort of coming and going, right? In that, no, it's not we as the beings on Earth staying still and something else revolving around us, but rather it's the other, like the sun is at the center, very much farther away probably than their calculations, and it's the all of these planets that are revolving around those. But in either case, without depending upon a place, we can't even talk about coming and going, right? So there's a certain dependency, whichever one of those is correct. I mean, and we could argue about that, but it's still dependent upon locale, right? A locationality that we're able to even talk about coming and going.
Mm-hmm. 라고요 말에 가서나 단단히 유를 뛴 독시아래 마도 조세상마 유를 사제질을 도우래 원자상마 사제질을 줄라고 말에 아주 뒤에 편에 가상내 뒤용아래 다 대령 뒤주도 조래 세주로와 대주 사제들께 지고해요 말에 곧 옹아다 조아시게 단단히 시작해 독시자래 애들아래 마도.
But also in terms of coming and going, I mean, one way to understand this as we have done tonight is in terms of thinking about locality and like we're coming from this place, going to that place. But we use those terms in a much broader sense, right? Time comes and goes. So we don't have to think about it in terms of like a being going to a certain place or coming to a certain place or the planets moving in a certain way. We can also think about it in the kind of broader sense of like time comes and goes.
Then on Zoga Chetan Yamatang, Kasat Yamatuor, Zembling Doors, Tati Lawn Tugiti. When I do it, Pachi, that's Zembling and Korachi, Jira, Jirena, the Wombesh Yung Tesone, Mangushi, Chick Chigzutila, Chimachi, Yungumindua, Wombak Shung Zeta, Chimachi, Yungumindua. Sometimes Tinted Tura, Manzo. Motenala tondu, Toyasu dore, Mototro deorata. Anzu Toya cartungudo, Jushin draw tungudo, Yalula, Jushin draw tungudo, Toyas, 소수도 대사기 모자도 좋대요. 그랬대. 통해나 폐기 좋아 좋아 통구도와 근데 초에 인지래. 근데 전불링랑 가서 대형도 여기 전불링 두고요 인도 여기 좋아도 전불링 두고 그랬대. 통해는 예마 두고도 쌈네. 근데 봤을 초시 인지래로.
So it's also possible for us to be mistaken about these things. I mean, probably the kind of descriptions that we see within the Abhidharma literature, which is where this is, a lot of this is coming from, those are likely mistaken, right, in terms of like our modern scientific knowledge. If we were to compare it, that wouldn't be the right way to describe what is actually happening. But we should also maybe think about how our own perspective influences things, like in the sense of when you're driving along in a car, you're the one that's going, right? The car is the thing that's moving. But if you look out the window, it seems like the place is moving, right? Like somehow, even though you're the one that's going or coming, whatever you want to say, it seems like it's the place outside. And so too, like we're sitting here on this planet and it looks to us like, oh, these other things are moving, right? They are the ones that are coming and going. Even though it's just a sort of mistake of our perception. It's a trick based upon where we are. Yes. Yes. So if there's one more question, if anybody, okay, Andy. The Chita, the she yore, roa tanya yore, roa, you know, turba near she loves to turba near she. The tanya do la gakbatan kieba, the turba rang rebe.
그래
안서 딘징이
드바 세조로 제상 템퍼 코랑 타니에도 여바티 드바라 샤네 딘주크 드뱅 오라 시오레 세지 토스나 제고로 따라와 코랑 드바 니엘 힐레도와 드바 니 힐라 온두기 피에티 드바 제보티스 드바 제보티 수응오라 시레스소나 수응오라 요마레스소나
Temperature 타니에 고란라
타니에 예베게 타니에 예베 게부디 타니에 예바 게부디 아니 딘드브궁 올라 요 말했어 요 말아 템퍼드뱅 올라 요 말아와 오틸라워
Yeah, so I think maybe this is just my having misspoken earlier, me as the translator. Here, in this particular translation that I was reading, said the stilling of all thought, but generally we translate this term tripa as elaborations, right? And so we could think about them, we could see it in two different ways. Like the first is not how it's being applied here, in the sense of often elaborations are referring to our grasping at true existence or true establishment. But here, what's sort of the way that it's being described of like the stilling of all thought is sort of like that they are not like in the nature of being truly existent, right? Those conceptions or those conventionalities are sort of pacified in the sense of their not being existent in a truly existent way. I don't know if I'm like capturing his words well enough with regards to this, but it's not like in general, we would say elaborations as is referring to, again, like grasping at true existence or true establishment. But this is more referring to those kinds of conventionalities being sort of stilled or pacified in the sense that they don't possess true existence or inherent existence, if that. Yeah, so to try to make it simpler, we can say like we all exist, right? But we don't have true existence. All of these eight, those conventions exist, but sort of are pacified or stilled in that they don't have true existence. They're not truly existent. So it's trying to get at that, and I'm not articulating it well, but it's that kind of sense of phenomena exist, but not in a truly or truly established way.
Oh yeah, Toshina. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo ye me ye no dama ye ri ye ra ba ye ni